Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video. Today I'm going to be talking about one of the companies I've talked about for years on this channel, in my reporting, and that is Azubu. For those who don't remember, Azubu were a streaming platform set up to rival Twitch. They kind of failed multiple times, were relaunched, rebooted, reimagined, whatever you want to call it. But it always ended the same way. And that was that people were left being owed vast amounts of money that they had no chance of getting. Bunch of false promises were made to well-intentioned content creators. And we were no closer to a rival to Twitch and their kind of monopoly on streaming. It's just not happened. And Azubu in the industry at the point where they've kind of checked out, they've left more problems in their wake than they've fixed. There's just no doubt about that. I've done several videos where they've completely wrecked small tournament organizers, for example, who've not been paid, and not only not been paid for what they did, which was create content for Azubu's platform, they've had to pay prize money out of their own pocket, which Azubu promised they would do so. And the whole thing's a fucking mess. And they announced recently, and this is what I found really offensive, and I did a video about this as well. They announced a merger with Hitbox, and they rebranded and they relaunched as Smashcast, and they wanted to compete with Twitch. Well, at the point where Azubu checked out, they owed people money all over town, and they were in all these interviews talking about how they had all this incredible investment and all this money and how they were going to be the next streaming platform. And it's like, pay what you owe. This is one of the fundamental things I despise about the way businesses run in esports. That people come into esports, they throw a bunch of money, usually not theirs, usually a venture capitalist's money, usually some mega wealthy corporate entity, and they just throw it around without any thoughts, and it's good times in the short term, and a bunch of people, real hardworking people, are left unpaid, salaries unpaid, content deals unpaid, contracts unpaid, and people were relying on that money. Meanwhile, the guys that create the problem, they get to slither away. People file for bankruptcy, say, oh, we don't owe that, we're not liquid, and they move on to the next venture, retaining their ties with venture capitalists and big money men. And they pretend that they've got no reason. Well, yeah, we don't need to pay that debt. You're the same people. You know what you owe. You have a moral and ethical obligation to fix this, right? But they never do. And Azubu, like I say, they've been doing this for years. Well, it looked to me like they got away with it with Smashcast. But I can say, with some documents that I've uncovered, shit might get real now. Shit might get real because a big company is going after Azubu. And that does change everything. And hopefully all of those fucking games press and mainstream media that, hey everyone, look at this amazing thing, without looking at any of the history of Azubu, writing puff pieces about Azubu, when anyone who's been in this industry for two fucking years will tell you the shit they've been pulling. ESL have filed legal papers against Azubu. They did in January of this year. Just before we start taking a look at them, because I've obtained all the documents, I also want to give a shout out to Joe Cardali. You'll know him as Tolkien Fanatic. Help me with the research on this one. We talk often. I work with a lot of journalists now that I'm not as active as I used to be in reporting. And Joe's a great guy with a bright future, you know. Doesn't really wear the title of reporter or journalist at all. But he's a really good researcher and a really cool guy. And if you can support him in any way, you definitely should, because he helped me go through all of these. I'm getting a little bit old now. It amazes me every time I look into the camera just how gray my beard is. You know, I'm not as energetic as I used to be. But anyway, let's have a look. These documents, and I'm gonna tell you a story, because the documents tell you a story. Like I say, they were filed in January. This is the first one here. If you just have a look, let's say filed in January this year, and you can see here that the plaintiff is Turtle Entertainment ESL, and it's going after Azubu North America Incorporated, Azubu, and it alleges as follows: one, Turtle Entertainment is a corporation incorporated under the laws of Germany. Accordingly, Turtle Entertainment is a citizen of Germany. Upon information and belief, Defendant Azubu North is a corporation incorporated under the laws of the state of Delaware, has its principal place of business in Los Angeles. And accordingly, upon information and belief, Azubu North America Incorporated is a citizen of Delaware and California. That's indeed where these legal documents were registered. This is just about the jurisdiction confirmation of that. And it says that Azubu breached contract. It says ESL hereby incorporates by reference each and every allegation contained in paragraphs 1 through 5 above. And basically, what they say here is that Azubu had an agreement in place with ESL for the broadcasting of content, and they failed to deliver on it. ESL is a provider of esports content. Esports is a new and rapidly growing spectator sport centered on competitive and professional video gaming. It has an audience of over 225 million people and is expected to generate an estimated $493 million in revenue in 2016. Azubu purports to be a provider of media content, streaming live and on-demand esports action, programming, news and analysis. On March the 3rd, 2016, Azubu entered into an agreement with ESL. This will be known as the agreement throughout the rest of the legal documents. According to the terms of the agreement, ESL was to provide licensed content to Azubu in consideration for a minimum guarantee of $3 million, which is $1.5 million per contractual year. That is fucking crazy. That number blows my mind. I had no idea. I mean, you know, I'd heard about some of the money that was getting thrown around, but I had no idea that ESL would be throwing that, you know, doing those kind of deals. That's crazy to me. Azubu, that's madness, but whatever. The agreement was properly executed and constitutes a valid and enforceable written contract. ESL performed all of its promises, covenants, and conditions in accordance with the agreement, including providing content to Azubu that Azubu acknowledged and accepted. Azubu, however, has failed to perform its obligations under the agreement. On May the 4th, August 15th, September 30th, and December 15th, 2016, ESL and its wholly owned subsidiary, 4Media Network, transmitted invoices to Azubu for payments due under the agreement. Payment of each invoice was due within 14 days. Yet despite numerous reminders and several demands from ESL and 4Media, Azubu has failed to make even a single payment due under the agreement. And this is what they were doing to everyone. I mean, imagine, you hear a lot about companies robbing Peter to fucking pay Paul. These motherfuckers weren't even robbing anyone. I mean, they just said, we're just not going to pay. We're just going to hope that it goes away and we just file for liquidation or something, or we get bought out. They literally were not paying anyone. To the smallest content creators, I get guys hitting me up saying, like, Azubu owe me $5,000. This is $3 million that we're talking about here. In failing to perform its obligations under the agreement, Azubu breached and is continuing to breach the agreement. Azubu's breach of the agreement caused and continues to cause ESL damage by, among other things, denying ESL at least $1.5 million owed under the agreement for the contractual year of 2016. So then you enter this thing called a prayer for relief. You see this in documents a lot. It's basically where they say, this is what we want in damages to remedy this problem. And it is for ESL want from Azubu damages in an amount not less than $1.5 million according to proof at trial. Costs of the suit included herein, so they got to pay the legal costs, and for such other and further relief as the court may deem just and proper. So in other words, damages on top of that as awarded by the court for any additional things. You know, you see these in civil suits, you know, pain and suffering. That's at the judge's behest, right? That's at the court's behest. So that happened in January. That was the original filing. Now, Azubu did respond, and they basically sort of denied a bunch of stuff. They said, like, you're completely wrong on these matters. And they filed this document here, which basically is a defendant's document, which says the following. And I'll read it to you. I need to zoom in. My glasses aren't that good. So you can see that they deny a bunch of stuff. They do admit some of the allegations. So if you go to the answer to first cause of action, and we'll read from there, and you can see that the defendant incorporates by reference its response set forth in the first paragraphs of the document 3 to 5. The defendant admits the allegations of paragraph 7 of the complaint, except the defendant is without information or knowledge to form a belief as to the truth of the allegation that esports has an audience of over 225 million and is expected to generate 483 million in revenue in 2016. On that basis, denies such allegations. I don't know why you would quibble over that. I mean, that's the level we're operating at here, I suppose. Defendant admits the allegation of paragraph 8 of the complaint. They're the ones that we read out just prior to this. The defendant denies allegations of paragraph 9 of the complaint. Just to be specific, that means they deny that they entered into an agreement with ESL. They say the defendant admits that a preliminary term sheet was signed by an Azubu representative in March 2016, which contained a number of provisions and obligations of ESL, which included preliminary contemplated terms. Defendant denies the remainder of the allegations of paragraph 9. So specifically, they're denying that they owe ESL a minimum guarantee of $3 million. They also deny that the agreement was properly executed. They're saying it was never a binding agreement. They deny that ESL performed all of its promises in conditions with the agreement. Then it says 12. In answering paragraph 12 of the complaint, the defendant admits that on about May the 4th of 2016, August the 15th, September the 30th, and December the 15th, ESL sent invoices to Azubu. But Azubu denies that any monies are or were due from Azubu to ESL. The defendant denies the remainder of the allegations in paragraph 12. So they're saying, we don't owe you anything, ESL. Then you've got 13. The defendant denies 13, which is that they didn't perform the obligations under the agreement and they breached the agreement. They deny paragraph 14, which is they deny that the breach of agreement caused ESL damages because they're $1.5 million out of pocket. They go on to give some defenses here. These are what they call affirmative defenses. And what they state here is that there was a lack of formation of contract. The defendant is saying that they believe no written contract was formed. The defendant, again, defendant Suzubu, remember, is informed and believes that the oral contract that may have been formed in the absence of a written contract is unenforceable because it was required to be in writing. The defendant, by reasons of its conduct and actions, has waived the right, if any, to assert its complaint and each purported cause of action contained within. The plaintiff's complaint and all damages for which the plaintiff seeks to recover are barred by the doctrine of estoppel, including judicial and equitable estoppel. The plaintiff, by reason of its conduct and actions, is stopped from asserting its complaint and each purported cause of action continued therein. I don't know what any of that means. I'm not going to lie to you. That's a little bit out of my remit, if you like. My area of expertise, I should say. So the defendant also believes that the plaintiff's actions and damages are barred by a statute of limitations. And I'll just scroll us down a little bit so you can see where I'm up to. On top of that, you can see the defendant is informed and believes that the plaintiff's claims are the result of factual mistakes on the part of the plaintiff, such that no recovery may be had. So what they're literally saying here is, it's a mistake of fact. No agreements took place. ESL have filed this lawsuit in error. And it goes on like this. So basically, their entire defense is that no agreement was formed. The document wasn't binding. There may have been some sort of a verbal agreement, but it doesn't matter. We had no obligation to pay those invoices. Makes you wonder why ESL was sending them in the first place, right? I mean, it's all just been a bit of a mistake. So ESL then decide to file kind of a rebuttal, if you like, a response to their denials. And again, I won't drag this out too long because this is incredibly dry just reading documents. I'm sure some of you find it interesting. I'm sure most of you find it boring. But you can see here that basically it's now at the stage where we're demanding a jury trial to ascertain whether or not those denials are factual. And you can see that over the course of this document, ESL just deny everything they said about it being a mistake, about it being a contract. ESL say they did enter into a written contract. It governs the rights and obligations of the parties, and on it goes. And you can see ESL basically said, Azubu, this could, entire document can be summarized as Azubu are full of shit. They file their own affirmative defenses to what they say here, and it's quite, this is the longest document out of the lot, and then it ends with this. ESL prays for the judgment as follows: that Azubu take nothing by reason of its counterclaims, and that the counterclaims be dismissed entirely with prejudice, and that the judgment can be entered for ESL against Azubu. Two, that ESL be awarded its reasonable costs, and three, that ESL be awarded such other and further relief as the court deems just and proper. So, at that juncture, we get to the amended complaint. And this is sort of, we're going to court now. This is, and we've revised based on the defense inserted by Azubu. This is what we now believe. And you can see this is the First Amendment complaint. And this was made in July. And I'll just take you to the end because that's the most relevant part of this, and it cites some statutes and kind of legal stuff here. There's also, I mean, this is kind of interesting. In the sixth cause of action, they say it's intentional misrepresentation and false promise, and you can see what they say here at point 37 is, in the course of negotiating the agreement, Azubu promised it would pay ESL for its content, including a minimum guarantee payment of $3 million over the two-year contract. Azubu's promise to pay ESL was important to the transaction. On information and belief at the time it made these contractual promises, Azubu did not intend to perform them. So ESL is saying they knowingly lied in the negotiations. Azubu intended that ESL rely on these promises. So what they say here is that Azubu knew they had to make the promises to get ESL to agree. And then it says here in point 41, ESL reasonably relied on Azubu's promise to pay for ESL's goods and services, including a minimum guarantee payment of $1.5 million per year, by entering into the agreement and providing Azubu goods and services. Azubu did not perform the promised act of paying the contractually agreed to payments, and as a result of Azubu's failure to perform, ESL has been damaged in the amount of no less than $1.5 million, plus interest, the exact number to be established according to proof at trial. ESL's reliance on Azubu's false promises was a substantial factor in causing ESL's harm. Additionally, pursuant to California Civil Code 3294, ESL intends to seek punitive damages against Azubu for its fraud. So shit got real. And you can see here again in the final part of the document, $1.5 million according to proof at trial is what they want for damages. They now want punitive damages on top of that for fraud according to California Civil Code. So they've added that. And they also want an order of restitution and equitable relief as a result of Azubu's fraudulent business practices. They want the costs of the suit and for such other and further relief as the court may deem just and proper. So all things told, all right, it's like it kind of feels again that if Azubu hadn't doubled down and put in this like defense that, well, we don't even remember a contract and was it binding and all of this stuff, which I suppose if you don't want to pay the money, it's the only reasonable defense you can enter. It wouldn't have gone to the fact that, well, now look, we're looking at this civil code here and we believe you've acted fraudulently because you have specifically lied to us in securing this deal. So, like I said, this is July. They've demanded a jury trial. So this is going to go to court. And it's going to be super interesting. I'm going to try and reach out to the various parties. Still know some people over at Azubu. Obviously know some people over at ESL. And we'll get some comment and find out what's going on with here. But I just want to say that, you know, look, I know ESL catch a lot of heat in the community. This is super important. This is super important for all of esports that ESL is successful in this lawsuit, because that kind of fraudulent practice, the practice of promise for goods and services and then money not forthcoming because you never had the money or you were hoping the money was going to turn up somehow, that's how we do business here. That's how we do business in esports, right? That's legit. That's every scam every story I've written for the past 10 years, pretty much. We promise you one thing, we know we can't deliver, we get something out of you, then we don't pay you for it. That is the esports way, and it has got to stop. And I don't think I've ever seen a lawsuit or a complaint on this scale before. So if ESL are successful in suing Azubu and getting their 1.5, 3 million, maybe even more, in what they're owed and what damages they get for it, it sends out a very clear message to all these other cowboy companies that come into this space that want to just promise money to people and never deliver upon it. And hopefully, by putting this video out there, we make everybody aware and we can all get behind ESL. Because look, whatever you think about companies from time to time, it does. No one's going to be wholly bad. No one's going to do this. No one's going to do that. Like I say, ESL doing overwhelming good for the industry. Anything that hurts ESL, whether we want to admit it or not, it does hurt the fabric of esports. You might not approve of what they've done with WISA and ESIC and the MTG buyout and all this other strange stuff, having links to teams and them not being transparent about it. We'll attack them on the issues, right? But this is way important. This is about the day-to-day bullshit of esports. This is about people not paying what they have to pay. And that is something that we should all get behind, all support ESL, anyone who brings a lawsuit like this about. Because I think we can see, I mean, look, I've already picked my fucking side. I guess you can argue I'm crossing that threshold of objectivity. But I just know enough about how Azubu have worked the last few years to know that this is a story I hear every week. That they owe partners and people money that they promised. And people show me documents and I've done other videos on it. It's reasonable at this stage for me to believe that Azubu were in the wrong. And I hope the courts see it the same fucking way. And I hope ESL get the money that they're owed. Anyway, there you go. There's the video. Hope that brightens your day and was interesting. And until the next one, take care of yourselves. See you.